An excerpt from The Snow Queen by Hans Christian Andersen. Little Kay was quite blue with cold, indeed almost black, but he did not feel it, for the Snow Queen had kissed away the icy shiverings and his heart was already a lump of ice. He dragged some sharp flat pieces of ice to and fro and placed them together in all kinds of positions, as if he wished to make something out of them, just as we try to form various figures with little tablets of wood, which we call a Chinese puzzle. Kay's fingers were very artistic. It was the icy game of reason at which he played, and in his eyes the figures were very remarkable, and of the highest importance. This opinion was owing to the piece of glass still sticking in his eye. He composed many complete figures, forming different words, but there was one word he never could manage to form, although he wished it very much. It was the word eternity. The Snow Queen had said to him, "When you can find out this, you shall be your own master, and I will give you the whole world and a new pair of skates." But he could not accomplish it. "Now I must hasten away to warmer countries," said the Snow Queen. "I will go and look into the black craters of the tops of the burning mountains, Etna and Vesuvius, as they are called. I shall make them look white, which will be good for them, and for the lemons and the grapes." And away flew the Snow Queen, leaving little Kay quite alone in the great hall, which was so many miles in length. So he sat and looked at his pieces of ice, and was thinking so deeply, and sat so still, that anyone might have supposed he was frozen. Just at this moment it happened that little Gerda came through the great door of the castle. Cutting winds were raging around her, but she offered up a prayer, and the winds sank down as if they were going to sleep, and she went on till she came to the large empty hall and caught sight of Kay. She knew him directly. She flew to him and threw her arms around his neck and held him fast while she exclaimed, "Kay, dear little Kay, I have found you at last." But he sat quite still, stiff and cold. Then little Gerda wept hot tears, which fell onto his breast and penetrated into his heart and thawed the lump of ice and washed away the little piece of glass which had stuck there. Then he looked at her, and she sang, "Roses bloom and cease to be, but we shall the Christ child see." Then Kay burst into tears, and he wept so that the splinter of glass swam out of his eye. Then he recognized Gerda and said joyfully, "Gerda, dear little Gerda, where have you been all this time, and where have I been?" And he looked all around him and said, "How cold it is, and how large and empty it all looks." And he clung to Gerda, and she laughed and wept of joy. It was so pleasing to see them that the pieces of ice even danced about, and when they were tired and went to lie down, they formed themselves into the letters of the word which the Snow Queen had said he must find out before he could be his own master, and have the whole word and a pair of new skates. Then Gerda kissed his cheeks, and they became blooming, and she kissed his eyes, and they shone like her own. She kissed his hands and his feet, and then he became quite healthy and cheerful. The Snow Queen might come home now when she pleased, for there stood his certainty of freedom, in the word she wanted, written in shining letters of ice. Then they took each other by the hand and went forth from the great palace of ice.